Well, folks, this is Maria Horseman, your health and wellness and fitness coach, and I'm here with Kathy. And Kathy came over my studio today. We've known each other for a long time.
Hello.
And she started telling me a story how she was not feeling the greatest. And a few things happened. And I felt like it would be great for her to share. Why not to let what happened to her happen to you? And I think it's important. But the thing is, the great thing is Kathy is here and she's back and she's going to do her online thing with me. And she's right here in front of me today. The thing is, she's resilient. And there's bad spots in everybody's life and we all go through the swings. But I want her to share really what has, you know, happened and how she feels now and why it's important for her to get back to it. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit more.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Kathy. I'm here to worked out with Maria Hortzman, BFABU. I've been knowing Maria for 5-6 years after retirement. I kind of kicked up the workout or sought out health coaches. And I met Maria, and it's been like a dream come true working with her. She's no joke. She gets you your results, that's for sure. But for about a year, I'll say I hadn't worked out with her. And I went and had a dental appointment yesterday. And they told me my blood pressure was 170 over 100. And she took it on both arms, the blood pressure. And it stayed the same. And it frightened me because I know it's been a year since I've worked out with Maria, maybe even longer, a year and a half. It frightened me that I could stroke. I could have a stroke. I can be in the situation that my sister's in. She had a stroke and now she's handicapped, bedridden. And, I don't want to be in that situation because I've always been her coach telling her how to eat now. And she never listened to me, so she had a stroke. And so I was not going to buy into that. And I knew what I needed to do. So I reached out and called Maria and explained to her what the dentist said. The dentist now takes your blood pressure and your temperature. So I welcome both of those. So reached out to Maria and I said, okay, look, I need to come in and, you know, do just the basics just to get me back, you know, get my blood circulating, get my muscles, wake my muscles up get back on a regular at least 3 times a week routine. I was always the person would tell all my colleagues at work, 1 hour a day, that's all you need, 1 hour a day. And when I stopped doing that 1 hour a day, my blood pressure, you know, and it went up. And it's been, I got a feeling it's been up for at least, you know, a year like this. So I got in with Maria and did a session and it was not easy. And I've worked out all my life. It should have been easy had I not taken a break, but I took a break and, you know, I found myself eating what I wanted to. I'm a sugar addict for sure. It's all caught in, you know, all the weight that I've lost, it's gotten back. It's caught up with me. I think I was down to 155 with Maria and I think I'm probably might be 190, might be 200, and I'm only 5'5".
So, Kathy, I mean, thanks for sharing that. So what, you know, in this year that you haven't kind of, you know, let go a little bit, right? Would you say that's, you kind of let it go?
A lot.
Okay. So what, can you share what kind of emotions and feelings that bring to you of letting go, but really also, you know, how it is to feel like determined to get back to it? I think a lot of folks let it go. And how does that make you feel, let it go? And why not let it go? Since you're here, so you're right, like Maria. That's it. We're going to get back to it. And it's not only exercise, obviously. And Kathy worked with me in different dimensions from her nutrition, blood sugar, and all that. But share a little bit about these things about letting go. What happened? Why not let it go?
Well, I you know what? I should not have let it go. I enjoyed eating those cookies that I wasn't supposed to eat and had really a huge restriction on eating for years. I started going back to eating those things because I guess I was just not unhappy with myself. I wouldn't even look myself in the mirror. I would not look myself in the mirror because I knew 10 pounds, 20 pounds, I might be 25 pounds up, you know, and I didn't want to face it because then I would have to be accountable and make a change. And I, at the time, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to make that change. You know, I don't like to play around with fitness in a sense because I'm older and I don't want to hurt myself. You know, I like weight training, but I need to be with experts like Maria to kind of make sure I don't injure myself in the gym. But it was a horrible feeling knowing that I let it go and I picked up the weight again and reintroduced some bad habits. And now I'm trying to reverse all of that because my blood pressure's up and probably sugar level's up too.
Yeah, and how do you, you know, tell us also when you were like when that 155, you know, you're feeling different. So tell us how you feel when you are more, I guess, in control. Share, you know, how is it when you're kind of in that level?
Well, it's a great feeling, of course, because it took a lot of hard work and discipline to get there. But for some reason, you know, it's like money. Money doesn't bring happiness. And I thought losing that weight would have brought happiness, you know. And I was afraid to be noticed by the guys that, you know, look at her. You know, she's stacked or, you know, you could tell she goes to the gym because that was all my mantra was, I want to look like, I want people to know, I, you know, when they look at me, oh, yeah, I could tell she goes to the gym, right? I wanted that, and I got there. But when I got there, it felt like, oh, no, I've brought attention to myself, and I didn't want to do that. You know, I didn't want to bring attention to myself. You know, it's a psychological thing for me that I'm sharing, and I don't mind sharing it. But I got to the 155. I felt great, looked great. I should have lost probably another 15, 20 more pounds, really, to be honest with you. And I stopped there. And, you know, I guess it's just all the attention that I got, you know, or really, you know, it made me go back to some bad habits, I think. You know, I got to the 155, and then I think there was a void there. You know, it was a void there to, because I lost all that weight, so I got all this space in my body, you know, where I had junk and, oh, you know, the visceral fat and, you know, I had gotten all that under control and my body was right where it probably needed to be. And then I sabotaged myself and I went back and I started filling in the void with sugary things. I'm a sugar addict. So that's what
I do. Well, you see, if you're listening to this, you know, and that's one of the things I think that brought Kathy and I together too, because if you know my story, I was a sugar addict and I think I will always be a sugar addict. It's an addiction. For me specifically, I know that I have dopamine and serotonin issues from doing genetics. We haven't done that with Kathy. But what it means is, you know, a little bit of sugar for me, it's enough. So there is a very little space to play around with that because I know myself very well. And the addiction is a serious business because it can derail. So what Kathy is sharing here, look, I've gone through many times in my life and not maybe so much about the sabotaging for how I look to the outer space, to others, but it's really, you know, is that the need for comfort, I think, you know. For me, it was like, oh, this tastes good. My brain loved it, and I had absolutely no control of it. It was really, you know, it's almost the point that I remember many times I was done, you know, there was no need to eat. I was satisfied, but I still had it in front of me, so you got to finish because I don't want to have anything left over. Well, reality is next day I would do the same thing. This is a problem. So what Kathy is sharing is, you know, I think I've heard that from multiple people. It's a problem. So what she's also sharing underneath is there is things in her life that she was putting in place. The sugar and the cookies, whatever the form of sugar, she was filling that void in. And we all have voids. So the key thing is like, how do we manage those voids? Are we working towards the void, right? And what is missing in our lives? And that we can kind of bring more. So Kathy, as far as why do you always, because you know, she was lifting heavy. Kathy, mm-hmm. Kathy, she was doing certain movements at the time with the dumbbell. You know, that was heavier than I was doing, let me tell you. So what kind of emotions, how do you feel after a good workout? I know today was lighter from the beginning again because she has been out, you know. But, you know, how do you remember feeling, I mean, in that?
Strong
and healthy.
Oh, yeah, strong. Lifting those weights. I've always wanted to do that. When I hit 50, I ramped it up. I said, okay, I'm going to get into this heavy weight lifting because that's another way of burning fat and staying toned, and that lasts longer in life than I think another type of exercise. But lifting, it burns fat even later in the evening, it's still burning fat if you have a good workout. So that was my big thing, was to get in the gym and lift weights and to get toned that way, and then that would dictate how I eat. Usually when I'm working out with Maria, when I'm done, I don't crave sugar or carbs. You know, I crave whole foods. And that's how I got to where I dropped 55 pounds, was listening to my mind, listening to my body after a workout, and not go and sabotage myself and eat the wrong things.
Well, yeah, and at the time you also learn a lot about what kinds of foods to eat, you know, what kind of macronutrients to eat, what are the healthiest and all that. So it's not like you don't have the knowledge. You have the knowledge. You know what to do. You learn a lot. Yes. Is that right?
Yes, yes. You educated me very well. And like I always tell you, you know, you want your clients to, you set them up for success. And then, some coaches expect them to go away. But it's just like the Bible. I don't know if I should even say that here, but you're going to always go back to that particular book, over and over and over again. Even after you've, ingested the meaning of whatever you're reading, it's like your diary. You keep it with you forever, and you go back over it. And I would come to Maria if I lost, if I gained 20 pounds. Here I am again, and she kind of wanted me to reach my goal and stay there. But I, as we age, I know that I want to live life as me. I want to be me. I don't put on any airs for anybody. And I want to just be me and be accepted for who I am. And, it gets tough. It gets tough when you get, as you age. So I said to myself, I travel a lot. I do better with Maria one-on-one in the gym, but I'm at the point now where I'm just going to do online and I'll get the same results.
Yeah. Because worked online with me before.
I sure
you've done
have.
From California. Yeah. And how was that?
But you got such a great magical personality. Working together in the gym does me better than online.
Yeah, and I was telling Kathy, and I had some clients have been with me online. We never worked out together in person. And so everybody has their unique, some people are going to be better in person than online. Mm-hmm. The good thing is I can do both if you're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there is no excuses to keep working out. So if she wants to find an in-person coach, she can. She wants to keep working out with me online, she can. If she wants to return to coaching, where it's beyond exercise, she can do that too. The yo-yo can happen sometimes because we manage one area of the body and not all the areas, mm-hmm. from stress to anxiety to, sleep and the nutrition. It's a comprehensive, and people, sometimes they address one more than the other.
Right.
It has to synchronize. It has to go.
True.
It has to work all together. It has to be a balance on that. And there is a lot of emotional baggage that we sometimes cannot shed the weight because of emotional baggage and childhood stuff that comes into the way that becomes walls.
True.
And we need to address those. I know I've addressed a lot of that. I know that Kathy's in constant search for addressing those things. But those things can be an impediment to our weight loss, and for us feeling in control of our lives, it's important to to do that. It's a journey, folks. It's a journey. It's a journey.
But let me say this. You have tapped into me enough for me to open up and deal with some of those childhood issues. Like I mentioned, you know, I've always wanted to get into weight training to get lean as I can. And I did that. And I didn't, you know, a lot of women would love the attention. I didn't want the attention because when I was a kid, my mom and dad used to have us dance in the middle of the floor. You know, go and dance for your aunt and uncle, you know, to the music and things like that. And I think that bothered me, you know, later in life, you know.
The attention right there. Yeah, that attention.
They gave us all attention that we, you know, we needed.
You see, that's a great example.
But you cracked that open for me, I think, a session a while ago.
Yeah. So, Kathy, last note over here. What drives you really to not give up? And why would you say, so let's talk about why you're not giving up.
You know why my mother died? I don't want my mother to die in vain. She died of pancreatic cancer. And I remember the first day I came to you when you started your business, that was my leading story was to you. I didn't want to die like my mother. I didn't want her to die in vain. And, you know, and that's why I got into your blood sugar program. And I felt it really did me well. And that's why I got into, you know, working out with you physically. And then the nutritional part, you know, all that really did me well, you know, and I can't let her die in vain. I really can. She used to always tell me, keep your weight down, keep your weight down. Even as a young girl in my 20s, she used to tell me that, you know. And so with her dying of pancreatic cancer, and you know, I'm in line for that. I'm not going to be in line for it, but genetically, you know, I'm more like my mother than my father.
There is a predisposition. You're saying is you don't want to poke your genes.
Right.
So you want to age. How you want to age, guys?
Gracefully. I just want to age gracefully and stay off. I'm not on medication, and my blood pressure went up, and I was like, I pushed it too far now. I got to get back on track with my nutrition and my exercise, because I am going to put the hospital and the doctors out of business, because I will not go to the pharmacy. You cannot fill me a prescription. I don't want prescriptions. I want the holistic approach, and in working with Maria, it's really helped me over the years. So
I think I was gonna say this, folks. In the end of the day, don't let anything tragic, alarming, to spike you to change. Why do we need to wait until something drastic, alarming, or frightening happens for us to, you know, get back on track? Because we are going to have the ups and downs. That's part of life. That's part of the journey. But it's about building that resilience. Okay. And it says, I know what I can do. I know what I have to do. And okay, you know what? I cannot do it alone. That's okay. We can go and get help. But is keeping what Kathy is saying. For her, it's like, don't want to end my life in pain and end up like her mom in vain. Die early of a nasty disease, and she doesn't want to depend on medications. She wants to take full control of her health. And that's what drives us, that she's like, this is important to me. Okay, I let it go for a little bit here, but I'm back. And folks, that is okay to be back. What is not okay is to let it go entirely.
True.
So thanks, Kathy. I appreciate folks. Go get it. You can do it. If you need any assistance, let me know. BeFabBU.com. And see you guys later. Take care. Bye-bye.